leave home,
yes,
what do you take with you? What are your essentials?
Keys.
Yep.
Bike helmet, backpack, water bottle, and my phone.
Okay. Oh, it's a bit more than I thought. But, yeah, for me, it's usually a baby.
I'm glad you said baby. Your child.
Yeah. Phone and keys.
Phone and keys.
They're the three things I leave home with pretty much every day.
Yes.
I never leave her home unless Glenn's there. But, yeah, if I'm going somewhere, keys have got to go somewhere, phone's got to go somewhere. How's this? New research has revealed that stress levels are generally high since the pandemic, but the main factors are finance and money. But one of the big ones for Gen Z and millennials is the thought of losing a phone.
Wow.
Yeah, apparently that is one of the most stress-inducing scenarios, and I can relate.
Yeah, I can feel that.
Do you know how many times, even sometimes when I'm at home, I'll go, oh, my God, where's my phone? My phone. And then I'll realise I'm actually holding it and I'm looking up something. Or you do it at a cafe where you're like, oh, my God, I've lost my phone.
Yeah, where is it? Where is it? You do the dance, the chest, the pockets, where is it?
Yep.
It's a good thing, it's a bad thing, because we're so connected now. We're almost too connected to the world.
But you think, you use it for everything. I don't know about you.
Everything.
I'm using it to pay.
Yep.
It's my alarm clock in the morning.
Yep.
I'm using it to take 5 billion photos of Ruby.
Emails.
Yep.
Call mum and dad, whatever, socials.
Research for work.
Yeah, everything. Literally everything on your phone.
It's scary how reliant we are on it.
Do you think that kind of started happening when smartphones became?
I reckon 2009.
Yeah, when it became a big thing. Because no one would really carry around their laptop, unless you're a business person.
Yes, that's so true.
Go to the cafe, you had your lappy.
Yeah.
But no one really does the laptop thing. It's your phone. I'm holding my phone now.
You've got a laptop right there.
That's everything I need.
Palm top.
I can watch my KO Sports, Foxtel.
Yep.
I can
watch all your Netflix on there too.
Everything.
Uh-huh.
Everything is an app now. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool, though, that we live in that future.
But annoying at the same time because we're so addicted to the phones that it induces stress when we think that we've lost it, even for a moment.
How long do you think you could go without your phone, Jules?
Not long.
Yeah, for real, though. I'm the same. I don't think I could do that long.
I think, and even now so, because we're more addicted to it, but I remember losing my phone in a washing machine at the laundromat.
Yeah.
It wasn't lost. I knew where it was.
Yeah.
But watching it tumble around at the laundromat.
You can't open it.
That was devastating.
Did it still work?
No, it did not. So I had to go without an iPhone for maybe 2 weeks. And that was when we weren't as reliant on them. I didn't have emails on them then.
Yes.
But now I'm so addicted to it. I'm like, where's my phone?
We should try. I'll try because you have a child.
Yeah.
So that's important to be track of that. I'll see how long I can go without... Get myself in the deep water here, Jack.
Yeah, because you might need it when you go for a run.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, you know what?
You got to track your run. You got to do all that stuff.
It's so hard.
I know.
Technology, we rely on it. It's your Power FM Brekkie show. Talking very political things here today about phones and ghosts and...
Political?
Yeah. I mean, not political.
Deep? Controversial?
That's the word. Controversial. I like it, Jules. I like it a lot.